So what we want to know, we're going to try to understand Tosfos, right? So Tosfos is trying to explain why it is that when you pay off the king, the debt to the king with your amount of skahuna, with your meiser, you're chayv to pay the, you're still chayv to pay the coin with money, other money. Why don't you say that the fruits, the produce isn't banned anymore? There's no mitzvah anymore. Why is it there's still a mitzvah to give the money? Right? So why do you still have to give the money when you pay off the debt? And why is it different than if you eat the meiser? You eat the matanos, you don't say you have to pay it back. You say it's ain't no tovim in your potter. But somehow, if you damage it, your potter. But if you use it to pay off your loan, so then you chayef. So what's the sense of that? Zimar says, because mishtarshi like, because you're benefiting from it. So Tosus asks, he says, yeah, but in the case of the eating, you're also benefiting from it. So he says, no. Because by the loan, you had to pay the loan with money. And in lieu of that payment, you're paying the meiser. But by eating, you don't say that you had to pay the food. You had to eat the food. Because you could have fasted. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Is that... you can't compare, you can't say, just like you had to pay the loan and you're paying this instead, so too by eating, you had to eat it, so now you're eating this instead of that, eating the meiser instead of your dinner, because you didn't have to eat dinner. And that's Tosfos says. So the Ron understood him to mean, because the question is, who cares? What do you mean? You could have fasted. So we said the Ron understood him to mean, because it's not really a monetary profit. So only it would have been a monetary profit if you had to eat. But since you don't have to eat, you can't say you've profited monetarily. But the Ron says, yeah, but by the wool case, you definitely profited monetarily. Right? So therefore, that doesn't work. The theory doesn't work. So the question is could we interpret Tosfos differently in a way that will get around, you know, that will get around the wool problem, the wool case? Because if we learn the Tosfos like the Ron, it seems like we're going to get stuck. Because the wool case is true. If you say the problem with eating is because it's not a monetary ana, and you're only your potter, you chayev whenever there's a monetary ana, then by the wool you should be chayev because it's a monetary ana. Right? What's that? What?
How come
by
the wool it's a monetary ana?
Oh. The phone closer? Okay. Yeah, by the wool it's a monetary ana. Is this okay, Yehuda? By the wool it's a monetary ana because you have the wool, this raw wool which belongs to the Kohen, or you're supposed to get the Kohen, and you take it and you dye it, and now you have whatever, colored wool. So you're benefiting monetarily because that was the ingredient which you made your dyed wool. So it certainly benefited you, you know, that was your ingredient to make your expensive item. You have a $100 item because of the raw material, which is the yarn of, you know about this stuff, right?
Isn't that the category of the...
Well, it halachically it is, you're potter. But Tosfos, the Ron is asking, if you're telling me that you're only chai, the reason why you're potter by food is because you're not benefiting monetarily, then by the wool you are benefiting monetarily. Right? By the food, you say, look, I didn't have to eat. So I didn't have to eat, so it's not a monetary benefit. But by the wool, you can't say it's not a monetary benefit. It's definitely, even though I didn't have to diet, but still it's a monetary benefit. You know? That's the way the Ron learned. So I think Danny's saying good. That you could learn Tosfos, I think it's in the, kind of learning Tosfos like Rashi and Ron. I mean, Ron rejects him, I think he's learning something different, but I think you could put him in the same camp. Similar. Is that their learning is that when you give the king the debt, right, and you give him the money, the meiser, instead of the debt, so basically it's like you're exchanging the money, you know, the meiser for your money. And therefore, now your money becomes like the damim of meiser, and therefore you have to give it, right? Right. Fine. Now, maybe the Ron is the Tosfos is saying, yeah, but why don't you say that you have dinner, right? It's dinner time, and now you eat the you have your dinner, now you have your dinner there waiting to go. You're about to eat it, or you're gonna eat it. You have to eat it. Let's say you know you're gonna eat your dinner, and now you eat the matanos. So why don't you say that now the matanos, the dinner is instead of the matanos, like you're exchanging, so to speak, the matanos for your dinner. Right? It's not like you're not selling it to a king or whatever, but you're like just exchanging. The dinner now is like the value of the matanos, because you basically had to eat dinner. So now you're, instead of you're eating your dinner, you're taking your dinner off your plate and you're eating the matanos instead. So basically, it's like these, this dinner now is basically the value of these matanos, right? It's like an exchange. It's an exchange, and therefore, just like instead of giving the matanos, now you can't give the matanos to the coin anymore because matanos are there, but these are the stand-in for the matanos, right? You just did a swap. So now basically, you have the value of the matanos in this dinner, and you should give it the same way as if you give to the king. Instead of giving the cash to the king, you give the miser instead. So now the cash is now like the stand-in for it. So it should be like a stand-in for the matanos, like just like this idea of damim, just like there's an idea of the damim of the matanos that you have to give. There's an idea of like there's like a chalipin of the like an exchange for the matanos kuhuna, and you say now this represents the matanos kuhuna because it's an exchange. It's basically the stand-in for the matanos kuhuna. I took my matanos kuhuna, made them my dinner, and took out my dinner. So now my dinner is basically what I've utilized, I've swapped it to. So now I should be chayav to give my dinner to the kohen. The same way I would be chayav to give the dam to the kohen. So that's what Tosa says, is no, you can't say that because he didn't have to eat dinner. So you can't say I swapped my dinner. Maybe there was no dinner. It's not like there's like, if I had to eat dinner, so I'm omed to use this $10 dinner or whatever, or this dinner. So now I will say I've taken my dinner away and then replaced it with the matanos kuhuna. But there's no dinner. Dinner is an optional thing. A guy could or could not eat dinner. So basically, you're eating matanos. It means you're just enjoying the matanos. You're not exchanging it for... Like you can only say this is an exchange, like by the debt. I owe the king money. I have to give him these $10. Get rid of these 10, put in the matanos. But like by dinner, it's... Maybe I would have eaten dinner. Maybe I'd eat a small dinner. Maybe, you know... It's whatever I plan is just in my head. There's no objective reality to the fact that there's dinner that I'm exchanging it for. It just... I'm eating matanos. You don't say eating matanos is replacing it or exchanging it or anything. So I just enjoyed it. So now I'm not have to give anything. Right? And by the wall also you're not exchanging. It has nothing to do with it altogether. It's not Tosas Havin isn't just good. It's not his idea isn't just because it's a monetary. No, it's because Tosas saying is the same type of exchange you have by the sale, by Mechira, by giving the money to the king, you could envision the same thing as happening by the food. It's true, it's not cash. Not cash, that's not dumbing, but you could have the same type of an idea of a stand-in for the cash as a stand-in for the matanos. It's the cash, the value of the matanos, so you could have a replacement for the matanos. So he's saying, in theory, Tosas would learn that would be the same thing. It doesn't have to be money, it could just be a replacement of the matanos. But he says, no, it's just saying it's not a replacement for the matanos because you don't have to eat it. You know what I mean? Ironically, he didn't hold by that. It could be held that the way it works by dumb is because it's value. And you don't say food is like the value of the matanos. It's a different type of a mechanism. It could be the Ram doesn't buy it, doesn't hold it all. Tosafot Rashi, I think, says it well. He says, if the king didn't take the tevel, you would have had to give the king something else. So the tevel is a stand-in for the other thing. By food, ain't lomar. If I didn't eat this, I would have had to eat the other thing. You don't say that. The Shemaya Masana, Ochodavar Muad. He's saying is the same way you're saying is this is going instead of the money to the king, say this is going instead of my food. But that's just saying you don't say that because it's not going instead of my food because I don't have to. There's no necessity for me to eat food. But there is necessity for me to give money to the king. There's no like fixed thing that you're exchanging it for. Dinner is like I could eat a lot, I could eat little, I could eat nothing. There's no fixed thing that I'm swapping it for. Dinner is like just something I have in my head, dinner. But money is a debt. It's a fixed thing. In the wool, you're not swapping it. In the wool, you're basically taking wool, you're destroying it by dyeing it, knocking that out of existence, and now you have a new thing called dyed wool. It's not like a swap, and you're not exchanging. It's not pshat that you're exchanging.
If you sold the wool, though, it
would be If you sold the wool, it would be the same thing. You're not exchanging it. Yeah, you're just transforming it. Right, the way it's bi'alachli is you're basically changing it into something else. So you don't say that that's an exchange now, or that's like a replace, you know, instead of the thing. It's just I've destroyed that, and now I have a new thing. So that new thing isn't the money or the replacement or what, you know. But if it's the same object, then you'd be chayav to give it to the kohen, because it's his wall. Why don't I have to give it to the kohen? It's his wall. Because it's not his wall. That wall is gone. It's Shinoi. It's a new thing. It's a new thing. It's now his thing. Sorry, Cohen, your thing doesn't exist anymore. This is my thing. I made it. And I say, yeah, but you got it through damaging my thing. Okay, so bring me to court. But there's no Cohen who can be tovei on me in court. And you don't say, this is the dumim, the exchange of the... There's no exchange. Miscelling creates an exchange. It's like, no, this is... What you're doing is you're just using this thing, changing and making a brand new thing. Yeah, I don't see why you have to say that Tosas is learning any different than Rashi and the Ran. That is a deraisa. It's a natural idea. It's a little different because it's not like the dumim. He's entertaining the idea of like, it's hard to say that the money is like dumim of, my dinner is the dumim, even if it were money. It's more like an idea of like an exchange, like a chalipin idea. There's an idea of chalipin, like in Shvias, there's Kedusha Shvias. If you exchange something for Shvias, it becomes like chalipin of Shvias. There's an idea of exchange. So Tosis is learning that you could have learned that food would also be like that, and it would take on the chiyuv. But it isn't because of this thing. Because it's, you don't have to eat. And then it's going to be like, all right, so he's learning the same way as, the Ran doesn't buy that idea. He holds it's working through dhamim, and it can only work with money. So therefore, what does Tosis mean when he says food? What does food have anything to do with it? So it must mean because you're monetarily profiting. Oh, so then you have the case of the wall, that's Akasha, and he knocks him out, and then it's gone, and he goes back to Izbshad. He's not willing to entertain Tosis's that idea. Tosis is considering maybe the food is the same thing as the money. And then he has to say it's not. But Tosis never even brings up the wall, because the wall's all together and nothing to do with it. Good? Okay. Okay, weiter. New. Yeah, not that new, but new. Okay? Forget the debt case. The loan, the king, so he's over. Okay? We got rid of him. Okay? We don't owe him anything. New case. Okay, very interesting case. Okay, see what you think. Amar lo, tashma. Amar lo, like the sixth line on Kavan Alf and Alf. Amar lo, mechor li b'nei me'ah shel para. So I say, sell me the belly, or the innards of your par, of your cow. V'hoi b'mata ma'azkuna. So basically, I pay you $100 for the innards of your animal. And it turns out, you give me the animal, and I find inside of it there's a keva. Keva is one of the stomachs of the cow. Right? So now what do I do with the keva? I just bought your innards of the animal, and it comes with a manuskuna. What happens now? Okay, I gave you $100. So what do you think should happen? There's two questions which you can ask. One question is, do I have to give the thing to the Kohen? Right, do I have to give it to the Kohen? So you would think what Daniel says is true, is I wouldn't have to, because that guy had to. But there's his chiyuv, but it's gone. His chiyuv is gone. He destroyed it. He got rid of the chiyuv. And who am I? Why am I chayiv? It's not like he has it. Now, if it's a Kohen, as a chos, an individual Kohen is Tovea, maybe he could claim it or something, because he'll say it's mine. But given Ein Lo Tovim, so who's going to claim it? So I wouldn't have to give it. That's what you'd think, and that's why it's going to be Akasha, because the Gemara is going to say you do have to give it.
Should the seller have to give a portion of the money he made?
No. Because there's the mazik, because forget the debt and all that stuff. No, you damage it, it's a tough break. That's it. It's all over. Right? But you do have to give it. Okay? Bottom line is the buyer. Either buyer has to give it to the coin. Now that that's the case, now what's the next question you'd have to ask? I'm going to have to give the keva to the Kohen. Right? So again, I give you $100 for this innards, and now I get the innards, and I find the keva, and I have to give it to the Kohen. So now what's the question?
On what basis?
Okay, good. But let's say I do. What's the next practical question you have to ask?
Do I get a refund?
Right? Do I get a refund? Because I paid $100 for the thing. Now it turns out I have to give $10 of the thing to the Kohen. Do I get a refund? So what should the answer be? What would you say? No, because... Good, because the innards have thought of the cables in them. You bought... Look, what do you do? You bought the inside of an animal. What do you do? You're shocked that there's a cable in there? What do you think there's going to be in there? It's the third belly. Oh, there's a fourth and there's a second. There's going to be a third, whatever. Whatever. What?
When you first read it.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying it like that. But you're buying the inside of the animal, the inside of the thing. Yeah, they have them. You're buying the meha. But let's say instead he buys 5 pounds of meat. That's me in that case. Let's say he buys 5 pounds of meat, and then all the inside of there is the keva. So then what? Then should he get a refund? Yeah. Because I didn't buy, I didn't say I wanted to give. Why are you giving me the innards? Why are you giving me the keva? That's supposed to be for the going. Don't give me that. I want 5 pounds of meat. I'm 5 pounds of usable meat. I'm not interested in getting the garbage or the stuff which I'm not going to be able to get. You have. Don't give me that. If I'm buying innards, innards, of course, has there are lots of innards. There are a lot of parts. One part is the keva. So then you say, that makes sense that I'm not responsible. That's included in the price. It's factored in that some of the innards you can eat, some of the innards you can't. There are bones. There's grizzle, there's whatever. I mean, that there's the geva. Certain parts you eat, certain parts you don't eat. But if I'm buying 5 pounds, I don't want you to put in a bunch of bones. I don't want you to put in a lot of, you know, whatever. Different parts of the thing which aren't edible. pick your favorite thing you don't like to eat. But, so then I deserve, then I could claim that, you know, give me my money back. Okay? Fine. So then let's read the prices. So that's what the prices talk about. Amar lo mechor li b'nei me'a shel para. So he said, if you say, sell me the innards of the animal, and it turns out it's matzkuna, no snum lekalein, so the buyer has to give it to the kalein, ve'eino menakalem and adamim, he doesn't detract the value, he doesn't get to detract it because it's included in the price. But if he buys it in weight, he buys it a certain weight, no snum lekalein, he still has to give the innards, the keva to the kalein, menakalem and adamim, and he can just subtract adamim, he can subtract the value, because he didn't, well, that wasn't part of the terms that he was going to give him the keva. Fine, so that makes sense. That part of it makes sense. The part which doesn't make sense is why do you have to give it to the Kohen in the first place? It says, Amai Levi Kamazik Manaskud Hoshafan. Why not say, is the guy who was chayev to give it, he should have given it, right? He should have given it to the Kohen, and it's his obligation, it's his mitzvah sasei. Now, he basically damaged it. He gave it over, he damaged the thing, right? He basically destroyed the thing, but he sold it to somebody else, now he can't give it anymore. Now, why do me, buyer, what does it have to do with me? The mechayev is shechita. When you shecht an animal, you chayev to give the manas guna. Now, I didn't shecht an animal. I just bought the thing. So, why do I have to give it? Because that guy had a chayev. He got rid of his chayev. He messed up. He messed up. He didn't do it. But why do I have to give it to the guy? So, if you say that because since the guy is chayev to the kohen, so the kohen has a monetary stake in the keva. Now that he sold the keva to this new guy, to the buyer, so now the buyer, the Kohen, will come and sue him and say, hey, listen, that's mine. He'll sue him in court and he'll say that I have a stake in that keva, so I want it back. But that's if Dinei Mamonis, if he has a Tovim, if there's Tovim. There's a Dinei Mamonis, if he has a Mamonis, Yesh Lo Tovim. If you say each individual Kohen has an exclusive collection, fine. But if you say, like Rav Chista, who holds Mazik Manaskunas Pater, he says it's Ein Lo Tovim, then no individual Kohen has it. All there is the mitzvah. You have to give the mitzvah, but no one could claim it in court. So the mitzvah was on the original guy. The original guy is gone. He got rid of his chiyuv. So why does the new guy have to give the manas kuna over? Right? That's a problem. Yeah. Chiyuv to give, it says, Zeyeh mishpat ha-kohanim me'is zov chayazavach. Me'is ha'am me'is zov chayazavach. This is originally from the slaughterers of slaughters. Right? The people who slaughter animals. So the chiyuv is on the slaughterer. It's not on anybody else. It's not pshat that if you find the, you know, you find the keva on the floor, you have to give it to the kohen. It's not, it's a chiyuv when you slaughter an animal, you get meat, but you could have some of your meat you have to give to the kohen. It's part of slaughtering. Mechayev is shechita. In fact, if you slaughter meat when you're a guy, and then you convert, so then you don't have to give the matana to the kohen, even though it's a matana. It's a keva. They don't just have rights on kevas. It's a chiyuv which emerges from shlita. So if you do shlita, then you chayev to give the keva of your shlita to the zohar keva to the kohen. But the next guy didn't slaughter it, and why should he have a chiyuv? So again, if there's a monetary claim on behalf of the kohen, then the kohen can claim it because he has a right on it. But if you say in lo tovim, there's no claim. So all there is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for the shochet, not for the guy who buys it. So that's what the Gemara is asking. This is a proof against Rav Chista, because Rav Chista is claiming it's Ein Lo Tovim, and he can't. And no one could be tovei the guy in court. But this seems to be that he could be tovei him in court, right? That's the Gemara's proof. Attack on Rav Chista. Okay, so the Gemara answers, right? This is an attack. The Gemara that's what it's been doing. It's been defending Rav Chista against all these attacks, right? He had a hard time. I mean, they really stuck it to him with all these brises. You think Rav Chista didn't know brises? He knew the brises. He had answers for all these things, you know. So what is an answer? It says, Shaini Haslam de Ismi Bainayu. No, here it's different because the matanos exist. The n, they're existing in their form. Ben is an important word to know. It means like it's still in existence, like and it's like openly. It's like in a tarovas, you say if the meat gets mixed in tarovas, it's ben. Means it gets crushed up and whatever. It's not ben. It's mixed in. It's nimuach. It's dissolved. But ben means it's still existing. So he says the matanos still exists. Ben, the matanos is still there. Here's this lukeva, right there. It is sitting right there. So since it's right there, you have to give it to the kohen. When you damage it, it doesn't exist anymore. When you eat it, it doesn't exist anymore. Now your question is, do I owe him money? But here, the thing is there, Ben. It's sitting there, so therefore you have to give it. So what? It's Ben. What's the difference if it's Ben, right? That's Kasha. How's that answering the Kasha? It's true, it's Ben. It's true, you showed me a difference. But why does that make a difference? Right? So Rashi explains. He says, Nosnin lo, I mean, Rashi's on the earlier part, but lo keach le kohen, the buyer has to give it to the kohen, shahare hagezel etzlo, etzarech lahashav. Because the gezel, the stolen object, is by him, and he has to be meshav, he has to do hashava. The gezel, and I, if you sell me the matnas kahuna, that's stealing. Gezel. Because the Kohen, the Kahuna, as an entity, has rights on it. And you're just taking it and selling it to somebody else. Right? It would be like I'm watching, I'm a shomer of your thing, and I just sell it to somebody. That's Gezel. Right? That's Gezel. I'm just stealing a thing. So since it's Gezel, and the object is still there, the object still exists, so there's halacha. When you steal, you have to return. If you steal something, the mitzvah is to return the thing which you stole. So since the object still exists, it's ban. If it was destroyed, damaged, fine, but it's ban. So now the buyer has this object, so he has to return it. So what's the answer? What's the answer conceptually, and then what's happening on Scott? Daniel's asking, why is it different then? Look, if you damage something, you have to pay for it. So now we're saying here that doesn't work here. The rules of damaging don't apply because it's ain't lotovim and no one can claim me in court. But here, so you say you steal it, you have to return a stolen object. Why don't you say the same thing? No one can claim it from you. Like, why is it that the din of hamazik don't apply here? But somehow, gzela, I have to return it. It's a stolen object. Like, how's it getting around the problem? Should be the same halacha. Who cares that it's bad and I have to return it? True, I mean, it sounds like Aaron's right. You're not giving it because the mitzvah of Meisar anymore. The mitzvah of Meisar, you're right. It's not on me. Who's that to do with me? It's his mitzvah of Meisar. He's the one who shechted it. But there's a different mitzvah, a different chiyuv. It's Hashavas Gzela, right? I'm chayv to return a Gzela. So if there's a lost item, I'm chayv to steal it, to return it. Right? So therefore, I'm chayv. It's a whole different chiyuv. Right? Not because of Matnas Kuhuna. Matnas Kuhuna, it's gone. It's history. They're done. But there's a separate thing of Hashavas HaGzela. By Mazik, there's no mitzvah saseh of Hashavas HaMazik or anything like that. Here is the mitzvah saseh of Hashavas HaGzela. Right? So does that make sense? Does that explain it? I mean, we have to define that in Maskana, but does that explain the answer? Or no? We could try to. I mean, I think this is a good approach, but I think we have to. What's the oomph behind the answer? You know, what's it doing to answer the problem? And what's the high? And I guess in contrast, it'll be helpful if we see what's the hobby and what's the maskana to really, you know, to see what it's doing here. Okay, so why don't we think about that? And then I'd also like to do for tomorrow is the next tashma. The next tashma is Tisha Nechsei. Okay, it's an interesting Gemara actually. That's the last one. One more. Tashma. Tisha Nechsei Kohen. So I'd like to take up that one. I'm in Askana. There's interesting stuff there. There's Rashi. There's, I think there's a Ramban. It gets interesting. But I mean, for starters, before we get to Rashi and Narman, there's a thing about Sefer Torah, you'll see, there's something we're showing to get into. But before we deal with that, let's just get, what's the Tashma, I mean, let's get on the next one also. Okay, so that should keep us busy.